You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, a male contraceptive pill was 99% effective in mice.
Tony Kornheiser. Don't need it. Haven't been pregnant in years. Yeah, mice.
Mice? Really?
Is that how it works?
That's
you
it?
You do this with mice?
Lab rats.
We're supposed
lab
to figure
rats.
Out if mice do this, then we can
yeah.
do this?
Hundreds of years, Tony. Lab rats.
I don't know. How does Disney feel about that with the mouse? Are they into that? I don't know. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Kyrie is cleared to play at home. The Heat get hot at one another, and Kendrick Perkins joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with the NCAA tournament. There are 4 games tonight: Arkansas against Gonzaga, Michigan against Villanova, Texas Tech against Duke, and Houston against Arizona. Wilbon, who are you feeling most confident about and least confident about?
Tone, I guess most confident about Gonzaga, but I wouldn't be shocked. It's not the end of the world. You know, it's not Ali beating Liston if Gonzaga loses. So I feel like, okay, they're the number one seed. They've been the number one team, more than anybody else all season. I can stay with them.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody's out of it. I think any of these, the 8 teams playing tonight of the Sweet 16, I think any of them can win. I mean, I've seen Arkansas play up to some pretty high levels, and I've seen Arkansas not be so good, but I'm not. But so has every team left among the 8 teams you just named. So I don't see any favorite even, again, Gonzaga narrowly tone of these 8. And I don't think anybody's out of it.
So this is really the primetime night. You got 2 ones, you got 2 twos, a 3, a 4, and a 5. And don't tell me Michigan's an 11. I mean, Michigan is a power team in a power conference.
That's right.
So you're right.
That's right.
Any of these teams can win. I don't feel most confident about anybody. I feel least confident about almost everybody. And let me get to Duke right now, because this could be Mike Krzyzewski's last night as a coach. Texas Tech is a terrific defensive team, Mike. They rank 3rd in the country in field goal defense inside the 3-point line, which is where Duke likes to play. They don't have one and dones. They got 4, these are grown men. They got 4 seniors playing a lot of time. They got 1 guy, Mike, who was started in college basketball when Barack Obama was president. That's 6 years ago. This is a veteran team. So I root for Duke, but I'm not confident in Duke. Villanova, love Villanova. Not confident in Villanova against Michigan
unless it gets to
about 5 minutes left and it's an even game, because Villanova's the best foul-shooting team in the country, and they're a veteran team. I'm a little more confident in Arizona, and I know you're not. I know you like Houston, but I don't think Houston has played anybody this good so far.
Defense,
Gonzaga,
defense travels.
A little confident. Yeah, I'm a little confident in Gonzaga, but as you say about Arkansas, they've beaten Tennessee, Auburn, LSU, and Kentucky.
Yes.
They want
yes.
Gonzaga.
Big time.
They want
big time
them.
Games. It should be fun tonight, Tone. I mean, I may not even like too much on NBA games tonight. I may only watch the kiddies. But let's move to the NBA right now. And Kyrie getting cleared to play in home games. New York City Mayor Eric Adams today lifted the vaccination mandate for hometown athletes and performers, meaning Irving, like unvaccinated Yankees, Mets, and thespians on Broadway, can now play in New York City rather than just watch from the seats. Tone, how does this change your appraisal of the Nets?
Let me divest myself of something first. It is clear to me that Kyrie Irving has won. It went almost the full 15 rounds, but Kyrie Irving has won. The worst teammate ever has won. And it makes me sad to think that his teammates are so thrilled that he's going to play after I believe he betrayed them all year. So let me get that off my chest. Now, how does it change my appraisal? Well, the Nets just got a full-time guy who already has a ring, who has averaged 44 points in his last 4 games, who's the best ball handler and penetrator in the entire NBA. They got him back now full-time. So it's not a question does this help them? It's how much it helps them, right?
That's right.
Of course yes. It helps them.
Yes, and a couple of things. One, I wonder if Kyrie Irving, who I got to watch last night, we'll get back to that. He's a wonder. He's a wonder because he's a magician. He's a wizard with a basketball. He's like different than all the others. He's even different than Kevin Durant, who's the best player in the game today. He's even different. You can't take your eyes off Kyrie Irving. I grant you all that. But I wonder, Tone, and we've seen some selfishness from him all the time in his career, if he even knows that the New York Yankees are the reason he's getting to play. They don't give a damn about the Nets. Not in the mayor's office, not across New York. If this was the Knicks, they would care. They barely acknowledge the existence of the Nets, even though the Nets could win an NBA championship. This was done for the Yankees. Not even the Mets and their loudmouth owner, who lobbied and, you know, complained and did what he should do on behalf of his franchise. It's the Yankees. But Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant scored about 80 points last night. I was there and watched them lose to Memphis without its best player, without its counter to Kyrie Irving, Ja Morant. I watched them lose. This doesn't mean they're a bad team. They're potentially a great team. And they were missing, you know, a couple of players themselves, including Seth Curry, who can shoot the lights out and help and make the difference in a game like last night. But, Tone, I don't want to hear they're automatic. I don't care that Vegas has still installed them as the favorite team to come out the East. They still have to go through a play-in, and it may mean Toronto. And Kyrie ain't going to get to play in Toronto because Mayor Eric Adams ain't got the Yankees breathing down his throat in Canada. So there's a lot more drama here, but they are so great to watch Durant and yeah. Kyrie together. And Kyrie by himself. I'm glad to see he's going to play the rest of the season now, but don't tell me it's a lock they're going to win anything.
I think they're going to finish 7th or 8th, and if I was 1 or 2, I would not want to play them in the first round. That's all I'm going to say. I wouldn't want to play them. Let's go to what happened in Miami last night. The Heat were getting beat by the Warriors without Steph Curry, without Klay Thompson, without Draymond Green. Of course, this is how it works in the NBA these days. Ask Philly, ask Memphis from last night. Anyway, Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra had words that escalated into a near fight situation. Udonis Haslam, who loves Spoelstra, wanted a piece of Butler too. As we know, Butler is unafraid of confrontation. He's the Draymond Green of Miami. And Wilbon, he's your account. So is this a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
Tony, it's a big deal. I talked to enough people in the aftermath last night and this morning who are saying, hey, Miami's too good for this late in the season. They shouldn't be having these issues when you're the number one seed, right? And you've been in the finals as recently as 2 years ago, and you're ready to make a run. You shouldn't be having these issues. And Spoelstra kind of alluded to that last night, the frustration of losing games they don't think they should lose. They should not lose to a Golden State's B team. They just shouldn't. But having said that, I think this will help Miami. I think this will get it all out. They'll go to practice today, film study. They'll be sitting around. You know, they got Brooklyn coming to town this weekend. I think they will pull it together because they got too much at stake. Spoelstra's too good. I'm sorry, a guy named Pat Riley is still running that show. Jimmy Butler's too good. These guys are veteran. They went out and changed, tweaked their roster to get Kyle Lowry. Miami's going to be all right. They are. They will be.
Yeah. So this is the position that our friend Brian Windhorst takes as well. People should go to YouTube and see what he had to say about this, because it was like he was writing a script and going to submit it to the movies. He was really into the whole deal, and he thinks it's going to somehow help them as well. My position is slightly different, and it is that when players on the same team, including a coach, almost get in a fight, that is a really big deal. I mean, after the game, Spoelstra said, I want to get the exact quote. He said, "We are competitive and gnarly." I love the use of gnarly. It's such an underrated word, gnarly. As an English major, I had hoped that Spoelstra would punch Butler in the face. Okay, but he didn't do that. And you mentioned Pat Riley. I was disappointed Riley didn't come down from the stands and confront Butler as well. I mentioned just earlier that he's the Draymond Green of that team, and he's a great player. He's a great player. The difference is Draymond Green has 3 rings. Butler ain't got no rings unless something happened and I was asleep. So this late in the season, and I agree with you on that, this late in the season, I don't think this is a good thing. I don't. And we will see. We'll see.
Okay.
You know, and I like that team a lot. I do.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Coming up, Shaq thinks the Lakers could upset the Suns. What? We'll ask Kendrick Perkins about that.
The Lakers can't get a game off the Suns, and they can't get a game off Memphis. The Lakers aren't even paying attention. LeBron is. The Lakers is a team? Please. They're not even engaged. We'll also ask him, Perk that is, not Shaq, why the Celtics have been so good after struggling so much the first half of the season. The Lakers stink. They're dreadful.
Not getting a game. LeBron needs to score 60 for them to win.
They're not getting a game off Memphis. Not a game off Memphis. If they were to play them as the 7 versus 2. Not a game.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get back into a busy night in the NBA with our good friend from NBA Today, Kendrick Perkins. Kendrick, we're going to start with this. The turmoil in Miami last night. How seriously should we take that?
Very serious. And it's not because of, you know, Spoelstra and Haslam and Butler getting into it the way that they did. It's the fact that Eric Spoelstra had to address Jimmy that way. We're at the part of the season where this part of time, you're supposed to be hitting your peak, especially if you consider yourself a title contender team. And if the fact that Eric Spoelstra had to approach Jimmy that way, we should take it very seriously.
Wow. So, you, Perk, I've been thinking that this might be a good thing for them, but you do not see this as being something productive at this point of the season.
Well, it can be. It could go either way, but it's still disturbing that you have a group of veterans and you have a guy, Jimmy Butler, who's supposed to be your go-to guy, and you have to do that in order for him to challenge a shot at this part of the season, knowing that you need to be playing your best basketball. That's the only concern I have with it.
All right, while the Heat and the Nets were losing, the Celtics, the team you won a championship with, won again. They are killing teams. 23-4, Perk. They were so lousy earlier. We were trying to figure out what was going on. What do you think is the primary difference or differences between early in the season and now?
It's one person that I'm looking at, and that's Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum is finally playing with tenacity. Jason Tatum is finally playing aggressive. Jason Tatum is not settling for those sidestep three-pointers. He's actually attacking and getting downhill. Jason Tatum is actually showing some emotion. We see the kiss of death now. We never saw that from Jason Tatum before. And now all of a sudden, guess what? You see your best player doing that, and all of a sudden you see other guys start to follow, whether that's Marcus Smart, Al Horford, Rob Williams. It's just a different energy, and the tone was set by Jason Tatum.
Perk, every day, I say before the show, I don't want to talk about the Lakers. We're not going to talk about the Lakers, but we're going to talk about them a little bit. Yeah, I know you're in the same boat as I am on this. The Lakers haven't won two straight games in 75 days. But Shaq said on his podcast, if the Lakers get to the 8th spot, they're going to beat the Suns. I love Shaq. I think this is insane. Perk, what do you think of that viewpoint?
Well, listen to this. My grandmother used to say when somebody say something that they really don't mean or they don't really... What they really don't mean, she used to say, God bless their heart. They don't know no better, baby. And that's how I feel about Shaq right now, okay? Listen, for the simple fact, I don't even think the Lakers believe what Shaq is saying. Look, like, the Lakers are in a must-win situation. Every single game matters. And LeBron James sat out last night. So with LeBron James sitting out, that should show the world how the Lakers feel about this season.
We're going to get you out of here on this, and I'm going to preface it by saying it's about Zion's dunk. And I appreciate the fact that as big as you are, there is no chance on earth that you could put the ball between your legs and stay up in the air long enough to dunk. So we accept that, you and I. That's impossible.
Right.
But yeah, what did you think? What did you think when you saw what he posted? When you saw what he did, what was your reaction to that?
That was his form of communication. You know why? Because we haven't heard from Zion Williamson. Like, to say this guy was the number one pick, the face of the franchise for the New Orleans Pelicans, we haven't heard a word. We hear from Willie Green. We hear from David Griffin. But we haven't heard from Zion Williamson. So, to me, that was a form of communication to show the world to say, hey, I'm ready. I'm not on the same page as the organization. That's what I got from it. I mean, it was like, you know, where did this come from? We heard that you couldn't even put weight, you know, that you were away from weight-bearing contact, that you was gradually getting up into playing one-on-ones.
So Wilbon and I disagree on this.
We disagree.
Think that he hates New Orleans, and this is his way of saying, I'm out of here. Who wants me?
You know what? I'm right there with you. Because, look, when the organization and your franchise player is not on the same page, it shows. And like they said earlier today, a report came out that they didn't approve of Zion even doing that dunk. Like, he's not supposed to even be doing that. So for him to go to his social media and do it on his own is showing that it's a disconnect right there. It's some form of disconnect.
Thank you.
And I don't think he wants to be there.
I don't either. Wilbon's out alone on this one. Thank you, Kendrick. Thanks for
crushed.
That.
You and Perk have just crushed me. My goodness. Perk, thank you, brother. Appreciate having you, man. You know that.
It's good.
Thank y'all
good.
For having me all the time, legends. I appreciate it.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, has the internet found a clue that Tiger Woods will play in the Masters?
How will the U.S. men perform in their big World Cup qualifier tonight in Mexico City? Azteca, Tony.
Wilbon, once again, a basketball player agrees with me
and
not with you,
man,
about what this means.
You and Perk, man, y'all just took me.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Happy time, people. Happy 64th birthday, Mike Woodson. The Indiana alum came back to coach the Hoosiers this year after spending 35-plus years in the NBA as a player and coach. Woodson took over a team that was 12-15 under Archie Miller and brought them in 21-14. Indiana won its NCAA play-in game over Wyoming, then lost to St. Mary's. Woodson played for Bob Knight and was the leading scorer on the 1979 team. He then played alongside Isaiah Thomas on the 1980 team that went to the Sweet 16. Woodson coached Atlanta and the Knicks, where in 2013 he became the only Knicks coach to win a playoff series since Jeff Van Gundy in 2000.
Tony, I think Indiana was damn lucky to get Mike Woodson, who's a terrific coach. And as you just outlined, been a terrific coach in college and in the pros. I thought he should have gotten an NBA job, you know, this time around. When the music stopped, Mike Woodson should have been in one of those corner offices. But good for the conference and good for the Hoosiers that they got a prestigious, successful, accomplished alum.
Happy anniversary, Mike Trout. On this day 3 years ago, the three-time MVP and the best player in baseball signed the biggest contract in North American sports history, a $426.5 million extension with the Angels. Since then, Trout has been hurt here and there, played only 36 games last year because of a calf strain, and just 223 out of a possible 384 games. The great crime in baseball is that Trout never gets to the playoffs, just three postseason games in 10 years. For all their big-name signings over the years, the Angels are a mediocre team, a 500 team. In fact, since Trout's first full year, 2012, the Angels are 759 and 759.
Trout's a great player, but he doesn't get ripped for missing time like, say, Anthony Davis in the same region. And Anthony Davis is wearing a championship ring. Trout just seems to skate. I don't exactly know how that happens. I'd like to see him in the playoffs, and I'm not saying he's jaking it. These are real injuries that he has suffered and has to try to play through, and he tries to play through them. But he skates. He does.
You mean like Anthony Street Clothes Davis? Is that who you're talking about?
Anthony Davis wearing
Happy
a ring.
Happy trails to Madison Square Garden for the NIT. The world's most famous arena, which has hosted the NIT since 1938, will not host it for the next 2 years and possibly forever. The semis and finals of the National Invitation Tournament will no longer be in New York City as they have been. Contenders to host are reportedly Indianapolis and Las Vegas.
What?
Very few PTI watchers will remember when the NIT was the preeminent college tournament, not the NCAA. But 65 and 70 years ago, it was. Now it's an also-ran tournament, and quite frankly, it ought to be the national tournament for mid-majors, including those who lose in the first round of the NCAAs, like Vermont and Colgate and Davidson. No big school should ever be invited.
Tony, people would say DePaul and Ray Meyer never won a championship. Yeah, they did. When it was the NIT, when that was the national championship.
Right.
Vegas or Indiana? What? You're going to move out of the world's most famous arena to go to Indy or Vegas? It just seems that's some marketing people. Trust me. Marketing people, fools, are leading this movement. You know it.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Tiger Woods is listed among the participating players on the Masters website. Your thoughts?
My thought is stop. Seriously, just stop. Mary Kay Cabot reports the Seahawks could be interested in Baker Mayfield at the right price. Your thoughts?
The right price is about a ham sandwich. I mean, that's what people are willing to give right now. That's all there is. Quarterback Malcolm Butler rejoined the Patriots. Does that make sense?
I thought they were hard feelings. I guess not. You know, you kiss and make up when you can go back and play for Belichick, right? Maybe win. The Canucks beat the league-leading Avalanche last night 3-1. You surprised? That seems like a surprising result.
It's surprising to you because for the third day in a row, the team you picked to win in the last question didn't win. They didn't win. You're on a roll. Last one, the U.S. men in a World Cup qualifier in Mexico City tonight. Who you got?
Well, how about this? In 27 tries in competitive matches, the United States has won once in Mexico in a friendly. And 0-3-3 all time in this venue in World Cup qualified. So I'm going to say confidently, Mexico's going to win.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You can step up and disagree if you want. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
I agree with you. I don't think they have a chance. I'm in real trouble.